Thank you very much, Mr. President, honorable ministers, excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. It is my pleasure to address you on this occasion of the 38th Conference of the Food and Agriculture Organization. This conference coincides with two very special events for South Africa during this time. Yesterday was the 16th of June, a day on which we commemorate our youth for their gallant contribution to the liberation of our country. We respect the youth who sacrificed their lives so that we could have democracy. 2 days from now, June the 19th, will mark 100 years of the imposition of the 1913 Land Act, a heinous act of land dispossession from the majority of black South Africans by apartheid South Africa. The destruction of a class of successful black commercial farmers is at the root cause of our land and agrarian reform policies today. South Africa wishes to congratulate you, Mr. President, and your bureau on your election. My country also welcomes the membership of South Sudan, Republic of Singapore, and Brunei Darussalam to the FAO family. We are proud to have you. Mr. President, South Africa would like to add her voice to those who have already thanked the FAO Director General, His Excellency Dr. Graziano da Silva, for his excellent address to the conference. Your Excellency Director General, in your absentia, we note that this conference marks the completion of your first full cycle of governance meetings since you took office. Having listened carefully to your intentions once again, you have underlined the urgency to address food security and nutrition for all. South Africa, like other member states, is encouraged that the FAO has embraced results-oriented management. We welcome the need to expand the agricultural productivity scope of forestry, fisheries, livestock, and aquaculture. We support and endorse matters raised by the regional conferences of the FAO aimed at ensuring a world free from hunger and malnutrition. In this regard, we fully support the deepening of engagement between the FAO and Africa, especially in supporting the Comprehensive Africa Agricultural Development Programme, or CADIP, and the activities of the African Union and its regional economic communities. Mr. President, the 28th African Regional Conference in 2014 must give further impetus to its member states, the various regions and continental bodies of the FAO to jointly and in partnership address the common challenges of agriculture development. South Africa, like many other member states, is seized with the triple challenges of poverty, unemployment and inequality. We currently have 12 million people that are vulnerable to food insecurity. The situation is further aggravated by negative impacts of climate change in the region. As such, we have prioritized investment in sustainable food production and agriculture infrastructure as an intervention to ensure food security. We believe we can address hunger and food security through our support for smallholder farmers in general and women farmers in particular. We want to ensure that forests and fisheries contribute to food security and nutrition. South Africa will continue supporting and working with the FAO Country Office and other United Nations agencies in South Africa. We look forward to further enhancing and building on our deepening partnerships with all the UN-based organizations. I wish to take this opportunity to remind you all that South Africa will host the 14th World Forestry Conference in 2015 in September. We will also be hosting a global conference on agriculture, food security and climate change at the end of this year. We look forward to welcoming you. In conclusion, Excellencies, a point which is very close to the heart of each and every South African today. We thank our brothers and sister countries across the globe that have been united in their prayers and support for our ailing world icon, Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela. May this conference contribute towards his noble ideal of a world free of hunger, a world free of poverty, and a world free of inequality. I thank you. Ke a leboga.